Celtic Radio.
Welcome back. The Fringe Benefits formed at the end of 2013 with talented and experienced musicians from Virginia, and you can hire the band to perform in Northern Virginia, suburban Maryland, and Washington, D.C. Also, in January 2016, the band initiated a designated driver program where they pay for the non-alcoholic drinks of designated drivers. More info can be found on them at The Fringe Benefits Band, and that's all one word, thefringebenefitsband.com, and on social media. And it is Welcome to the Underground Edition, Juliana Smith, John Fritcher, and Bruce Moore, who is speaking to me from their rehearsal studio just outside Washington, D.C. Hi, guys.
Hey.
How's it going?
Thanks for having us.
And thank you very much, too, for taking time out to talk to me on the program here. So, first question, how did the band form?
Well, the short answer is Craigslist, and then it grew from there.
Or band mix.
Band mix and Craigslist. So, you know, they found each other online, which a lot of people do in the world. They found each other online, and they found me because there was our former drummer, his son and my son were playing on the same baseball team, and my husband happened to mention that I used to be in a band. They asked me to come down and audition, and there were 50 people having a dinner party here. We started playing Motown, classic rock, and the rest, as they say, is history.
Yes, because although we actually only play original material here on the program, you guys do a lot of covers, don't you?
Yeah, we started out as primarily a cover band, and we decided to write our first original after a moment that was a really important moment in Bruce's life. So he started on the original. We collaborated through to get it to what it is now. And then we've decided to launch a new original every year. We have what we call a birthday party or an anniversary to celebrate us growing up together. And every year we've launched a new song. So
tell us, Juliana, about the other band members.
Do you want the stuff I can say on the radio or not?
Well, it depends on how much they're going to pay you to keep your mouth shut, isn't it?
Well, yeah. Let's see. So Bruce is sort of the brains of the band. He's the manager, the business mind. Greg Sales, he's in several bands and is an amazing musician who plays tons of different instruments. He is the one who kind of helps produce the what we call mashups, where we put multiple songs together to try to keep the flow. G2, who is also Greg, we call him G2. He is the one who kind of keeps us on time, makes sure that the rhythm and the timing and the format are always very consistent. John is the muscles and the technician behind us all. He has all the equipment. He's got, if you saw this studio, it's beautiful. So he's got all the equipment. He does all the load in. He plays, shreds an amazing guitar. And he makes sure that everything sounds just so. And I'm the one who takes us off track and makes sure that we go in a totally different direction every time we play the song again. I'm the one who kind of, you know, jumps out into the audience and dances with the folks out there and brings people up on stage. So I'm more of I'm a collaborative performer, I'll just say that.
Bill, let me say this about Juliana. One of the key things when we're doing a show is stage presence. And John and I have both noticed that even if we're singing lead vocal and we're trying to make a connection with the audience, nobody's looking at us. They're all looking at Juliana. She's just, you know, dancing on stage. And so John said, well, what are we going to do? I said, well, you got to up your game.
It's kind of hard to top that.
So we're working on more choreographed stuff. So we're moving around the stage more, which is fun because that's my background.
So talking about the stage, what are your most memorable gigs, guys?
Do you want to answer that?
Well, the first one that comes to my mind is the Aerosmith, you know, gig that we did. That was pretty cool. So we played kind of like a side stage to them, but we got to go watch them when we were done. And it was, I mean, I met a couple of rock stars there. I can't remember the first guy's name.
Well, it was the VIP lounge for the major venue in this area. Yeah. So then also We enjoyed playing the World Police and Fire Games. We had the gold medalists dancing on stage with us.
It was a lot of fun.
Performing giant stage.
Yeah.
And then this last St. Patrick's Day, they just right in our backyard, they built a new 45,000 square foot, $11 million entertainment facility. And we were able to draw a big enough crowd to cause them to close it. There was a fire limit. We couldn't allow any more people in it.
I love a fire code violation. It's awesome.
I bet you were popular there then.
It was awesome. You know, when you can get everybody with their hands in the air and they can get their mind off, you know, mind off the doldrums of the day, that to me, that's inciting a party is the most satisfying part of what we do.
Now, you've only been out of the basement for 3 years, or is that the padded cell? I'm not quite sure about that. Have you developed any band traditions?
Yeah, I would say launching a new original song at every anniversary. We're sponsored by Fireball. I don't know if you like a good Fireball.
They don't like us to say that.
Oh, they don't?
They want us to say we have a relationship with Fireball.
Oh, we have a relationship?
That's not what the form said.
For the benefit of listeners in the United Kingdom and in Europe, maybe you could tell us exactly what... a Fireball or the Fireball actually is, because in this part of the world, it's a puppet television sci-fi series from the 60s.
It's a spicy cinnamon whiskey.
Yeah.
Right.
And we'd like to take a few shots of that here and there and here.
We're locally known as the Fireball Band, otherwise known as FBB, Fringe Benefits Band.
Right.
Fireball. It's a devilish whiskey. And it's delicious.
The more people drink of it, the better we sound.
I've heard that said a lot about my programming as well. Is a question for you. You know, you're doing this thing called the Designated Driver Program. That's incredibly kind of you guys, because you're actually paying for designated drivers for their non-alcoholic drinks.
We want people safe.
Yeah, we do want people safe. We're trying to come up with a better way to do it, because as it turns out, it's only alcohol drinkers that come see our band. Nobody wants to be the designated driver, even with our encouragement.
Well, I saw that there were more people that got to feel safe, you know, when they were there. And the parties were pretty big, because there were people who, you know, they were designated to get people home. And, you know, frankly, in this area, a lot of people will leave a gig, and not our gigs, but any, you know, venues, and there's still a lot of that happening, a lot of drunk driving happening. We want our friends O Fringe to feel safe.
Yes, indeed.
And be safe.
Yeah, you want to sort of stamp that sort of stuff out. So, how do you guys go about writing your original songs?
Well, do you want to speak to that?
Yeah. Mostly it's inspiration. You know, something happens, and you know, I want to write a song, and so I'll write the lyrics, and I've got a message, and the lyrics change when the music comes. So I've taken to just doing kind of an outline of my ideas of what I want to talk about, and then come up with a riff, and then we bring it to band practice, and we tear it apart and put it back together, and we make a song. One of the problems we had, in my view, was twofold. One of them is I was doing the lion's share of it, and I wanted to be more of a collaborative effort. In Juliana's case, she loved the creative part when we're doing covers and we're mashing them together. So I thought, well, she could do the creative part on a song. So I came in with a riff, some ideas for some lyrics, and I said, you're going to write the melody and the lyrics, and that's what she did. And I think we got a real winner coming up on the next album.
I'm excited about that one, too.
So what's next for you guys?
Well, we're working on our next original. We are looking at doing more shows, maybe a little further away, getting some beach gigs.
Bigger venues.
It haven't been a fire code violation, one of the biggest places around here. We're excited about playing larger spaces. We're going to continue to try to grow the Fringe Benefit family. We call them family. We don't use the term groupies because we think that's kind of disrespectful. And because, you know, they have continued to be a part of the village that helps these idiots continue to thrive and make music.
Now, we're going to play out with your current original track, which is called You're On My Time Now. What was your inspiration for it, and how would you describe it?
So I was at band practice, and I got a call that I needed to come home and take my daughter to the emergency room. She was having difficulty breathing. So I set my guitar down and jumped in the car, and a police officer stopped me. And I said, gee, it would be great if this could be quick because of the situation. And he said, you're on my time now. And so that inspired the song. And, you know, I got the song completed, and we were rehearsing it when I went to court. And I said, you know, if I don't win this ticket, there's going to be another verse. But really, this particular police officer was having a bad day. Really, our police officers in this area have been great community servants, and most of them are wonderful. But that wasn't the case. And so we kind of left the words a little vague so that you could expand it to anybody that is stopping you, keeping you from your progress, standing in your way, and this will be your theme.
Yeah, and I'll add as I've sung the song, it's evolved for me as well to something that kind of puts in your heart your time is your own, instead of being surrounding yourself with people who, you know, time suckers, people who don't deserve your time. So it's kind of evolved in mention. It started out really angry at this one guy who, you know, by the way, the judge threw it out immediately because it was baloney or bull. And it's evolved to be something that's sort of more emblematic of prioritizing yourself, prioritizing your time and what really is important, instead of letting somebody control that for you.
And that's really nice because, of course, it's a happy ending to the story to end the interview on. Fringe Benefits, thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For some prey, you had to choose me when you thought I was free. Your worst hour, 'cause you're wasting your power. You don't care today, you're gonna block my way. You got an attitude, looking down at me. Said, hey! You're on my time now. You oughta keep walking. It's junk that you're talking. The face you recall, you made up your mind, knowing nothing at all.
Talking.
And once again, many thanks to Fringe Benefits.